A new wave of Palestinian attacks would destroy the Jewish state.
Whether you like it or not, the Zionist regime is approaching its end. The Zionist regime is a dying tree.
Supporters of the fake regime of Israel will be held accountable.
Is this Holocaust worse than or less than the Holocaust you claim that has taken place?
We're back. Mr. President, since violence is not the answer, and even if the Soviet Union did it without violence, South Africa did it without violence, what's the solution? How do we bring about this concept of peace everywhere? You don't want to see Israelis die, right? I assume you don't want to see Israelis die. You don't want to see Palestinians die. What's the answer?
Let me elaborate on two points in response to your question. When we speak of a disappearance, what we're speaking of is that crimes must disappear. Murders and killings must disappear. Terror must disappear. Aggression and occupation must disappear. But our solution is, in fact, a very humanitarian one and a very democratic one. What we're saying is that throughout the Palestinian territories, people should gather to determine the type of government that they'd like to have and have an election for that, free elections. For all, under the supervision of international organizations. Let us give the Palestinians an opportunity to have self-determination. This is the only viable solution.
But does Israel remain Israel?
Well, let the people decide. Why should we decide for the people? We must allow people to decide for themselves. It's their right to decide. I think that there are two reasons that account for the failure of the peace plans offered for Palestine. The first reason is the disregard for the root cause of the problem. The Palestinian people were living in their lands, and they didn't have any problems. It was others who came and created problems for them. Well, so we really have to identify the roots of that and then seek a solution based on that reality. A second reason is that the right of the Palestinian people for self-determination has been overlooked. Both have been overlooked. I've heard a lot that, unfortunately, a group of people are trying to infuse the idea among the American people that Iran even wants to attack the United States, that Iran is a violent country or whatnot. These are all false propaganda. Where have we ever attacked? What we're saying is that we must allow free elections to happen in Palestine under the supervision of the United Nations. And that the Palestinian people, the displaced Palestinian people, or whoever who considers Palestine its land to participate in free elections, and then whatever happens as a result can happen.
But you do not wish.
We can't decide for the people.
You do not wish the Jewish people harmed.
No. You see, we have no problems with Jewish people. There are many Jews who live in Iran today. In Iran, for every 150,000 people, we have one representative at the parliament or the majlis. For the Jewish community, even though there are only 20,000 in Iran, they still have one independent member in parliament who has the same prerogatives as the other members of parliament. But please pay attention to the fact that the Zionists are not Jewish people. They have no religion. They have no religion. They're neither Jews, nor Christians, nor Muslims. They just wear a mask of religiosity. How can you possibly be religious and occupy the lands of other people? How can you call yourself a religious person and kill women and children?
Well, they come from a history.
Women and children, were besieged as a result, cannot have access to medicine.
Mr. President, do they not? I know you've denied this for some reason, but do they not, the Zionists, as you call them, do they not come from some history of persecution? Do they not come from the deaths of millions of men, women, and children? Is there not a birth, no birth in that? You don't think that happened?
You see, first and foremost, they just simply don't allow anyone to freely discuss the history that happened. They just say, this is our account of the history, and this is what happened, and everybody else just listen
to
us.
You say it didn't happen.
Let's just assume. No. See, what I'm saying is let more research be done on that history. There is a claim that the extent of the calamity was what it was. There are people who agree with it. There are people who disagree. Some completely deny it. Some absolutely agree with the whole account of it. What we're saying is that we should have an impartial group go do their own research about the extent of the calamity that occurred and then announce the result of that. Now, but what I'd like is really to put this debate aside for a moment. Let's assume that it happened. The extent of which everyone is speaking of. Where did it happen? Did it happen in Palestine? Or did it happen in Europe?
Well, it created Israel.
If it happened, if it happened in Europe, if the crimes were committed in Europe, why should the Palestinian people be victimized as a result? All right, in Europe, why don't the Europeans just give them a territory? Or in Alaska, perhaps. They can give them a territory anywhere they like. But why pay from the pocket of some other people? It's as if somebody is throw a party from the pocket of someone else. The Palestinian people had no role in that crime. They're innocent completely.
When we come back, I'll ask our guest about Iran's worst fears and about his claim that there are no homosexuals in his country. That's next on this special edition of Larry King Live.